Hi Sandra, how are you?
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering if you could make a little summary or an overview of where you are at in your projects and your work, to get a little overview, see if you have some missing puzzle pieces somewhere, and maybe we can look at it from another point of view.
Absolutely, yes. Oh, and I think that's a very well-timed question, because one of the realizations I had also from the research recently done is that whatever we focus on, we make more of. And if we focus on things we don't like, we make more of that as well. And long time ago, I already realized that humanity is in a very troubled state. Influences have taken hold of humanity, which we can compare to a disease, and it needed a solution. So at that time, I already thought, well, the solution is very simple. If people realize that we are all telepathically connected, and if people realize that pestering others doesn't help, if people realize that what they do best is something else than something somebody else can do. So if we simply do the best that we can do, then we automatically complement and complete each other, because we are cells in the body of humanity. And no cell in the body of humanity does the job of another cell, for the simple reason that the other cell needs to do that. You cannot be somebody else, you can only be you. But in humanity, education, politics, other things, parents, religions, they try to get people to believe that they need to be somebody else than they are. That's not how it works. So I formulated that as the project of planting paradise. If people realize that they are the universe in inverse, for the simple reason that their first cell outside is the universe, inside is them, they are the universe turned outside in. So they are the automatic expression of the universe as a whole. So they are the representative of the universe as a whole. Let's call it the Pope. They have universal knowledge, universal wisdom within it. As long as they are not polluted, contaminated by false ideas, they will express and do what the universe does, and they will create paradise. If they deny that they are that, or if they are being told to deny that, they do the opposite of that, and that's called hell. So out of that came the idea that people can create hell for themselves and even try to inflict that of others by getting people to deny what they are. But if people are what they are, then they will create paradise. And although you can create hell by yourself, you can only plant paradise together. So that is where I then started with the website Planting Paradise, intended to be a collaboration website. I already described that, so that there are basically two sides. One of them is, as a human in humanity, you can do wonderful things because you're unique in what you are, and in that you can complement and complete each other and together do much more than what you can do. The other part of the website is about integral healthcare. If you learn from your body how the universe works, then you can work in that way in your life on Earth. And that also means getting rid of the things which don't work, getting to understand that, and resolving that. Then I got caught up for a while in, okay, how does that resolving of the things that don't work work? And I was helped by idiots in the world around me saying that there are wars and that there are pandemics and that there are other things going on, which are not happening, for the simple reason that a disease in the body does not exist by itself. A disease in the body exists when there is a blockage in the body and the cells can no longer compute with each other. They get into a seeming internal conflict, so they produce too much or too little, not fast enough or too fast, and so on. In the body, we can call it a disease, and we see the same in humanity. So people are not helping each other, they're not feeding each other, they're not informing each other, they're not communicating with each other, and then the denial, the poverty, the disease, and the wars can exist. But these do not exist if people realize that they're just expressions of lack of integrity individual and lack of integration in the environment. But so, yet I got distracted in looking at the problems and trying to find solutions. I found the solutions and I saw that the problems were false problems. And then I also realized, and that's why your question falls so nicely in this time, that I now understand enough of the creation of the problems, the creation of the false problems, who is creating the false problems, what the problem is in those people who create the problems. And in the previous recording of today, basically that closes that one up. We can now solve that. So we can heal the psychopath because we can heal that within ourselves, and then they can be healed as a consequence. And so we can come back to planting paradise. So for me, it is now about coming back to what I had started a decade or more ago, the project of planting paradise. So I will now look into what I can do. Actually, when I started with these ideas, I understood what was possible and how it could be done, but the technology was not there yet. Now the technology is there, but it's in the wrong hands. So when Google thinks that it needs to control everybody's access to all of the information in the known world, that's not how it works, because people need to be in self-control. All of the technologies which are available can be used, but it must be used by the people themselves. It's quite the same as in what I just described in that expose on objective science was fun. We could look at objects, but now we need to understand where the objects come from and what creates them. We need to stop looking at reality. We need to look at realization. So in general terms, we can now stop looking at hell and the projection of hell around us, and we can look at paradise and the creation of paradise within us. So that's where I'm now making the shift and looking for the technology, looking for what people would want, like to from themselves participate on this, and reactivate the project Planting Paradise. That is a project, a collaboration project. All of the collaboration software which exists can be used. There will be no money involved. People, the only budget that people have is time of life. So their interest is what fuels them, and that's not the interest of money. Their investment is what they do with each other, and that's not by investing money. Their value comes from what they add to what others are doing, what's happening on the planet, and that's not based on a meaningless value of money. So planting paradise needs to be money-free for the simple reason that money is a monopoly, it's a disease, it's a superstition, it's a false religion, and people need to be able to step out of all of that. So in that sense, planting paradise, by restarting or continuing planting paradise, there will be this space, which is actually an internal space, a mental space, in which people can realize that what we do together is not based on our mind, but on our soul. And the more we connect to our soul, the more we can connect to each other. And then we can see that what we can imagine in our mind is just fragments of the story. And that we need to stop convincing others that what we say or what we think is right, because the mind is a limited version of the soul. The soul works outside of language, outside of ideas, outside of experiences. The soul works, interacts directly with creation. People call that spirit. So when people connect to their soul, they can connect to others in their soul. And as a result, without understanding, start doing things in a way that just connects them. So later on in this year, there will be a magic meeting in Spain. And the only thing that people know, that there's a magic meeting. And there's already 20 people who want to be there. And there's no further information that there will be a magic meeting. And as a result, there will be a magic meeting because nobody knows what there will be. And so everything can be. And a year later, we will do the same in Mexico. But then the magic is about being. And that has the title of Healers Healing Healers. Because if we heal each other, we heal ourselves. And in healing ourselves, we automatically heal the other. So we get this principle of contagious health. So where I am now is essentially reiterating, restarting the project Planting Paradise, which in a way means that I need to revisit everything I have done already. But I will have to sort out how much of what is there already is usable or reusable, can be used as a foundation for the next, the scaffolding, which can be thrown away later on. How much of it is an on-ramp, off-ramp, by which others can get on board of this the ship of paradise. And one of the funny aspects of this whole understanding is something I realized long ago, is that as Earth is being turned into a hell, paradoxically, paradise needs to be created into a closed system. So the people who join in paradise know that it is outside of this reality. It is not connected to anything going on in this reality. It is a place where they can connect to their soul, and by their soul, through their soul, can connect to each other. But they're not connected to the banking system. They're not connected to the political system. They're not connected to any military system. They're not connected to any belief system. Because they are the representative of their universe. They can only be what they can be themselves. They can only discover what they really are with each other. And it is by being free to do so in a safe environment that can then take place. So paradoxically, paradise will be launched in hell, and at some point people will realize that what they do in this, let's call it a virtual reality game, is more real than what they see around them, and they will be the contagious health pivot by which they, in their environment, simply stop participating in some of those games which are projected there. Say, yeah, of course you can go to war, but you can also not go. And then the whole war just fizzles away because nobody's going. It's like a party where nobody shows up. So if nobody participates in war, there is no war. If nobody participates in conflict, there is no conflict. If you like that somebody has some other ideas, because you haven't been able to think them up yet, then suddenly, as the old story has it, if you have an apple, somebody else has a pear, you give them an apple, they give you a pear, then you have the pear, they have the apple, but if you have a thought, they have a thought, you swap them, you both have two thoughts. So the world of the consciousness is very different because things can build up on each other. And then we can give them form in the world around us. So where I am at the moment is that on the one hand, there are a lot more stories to be told because in my discovery of what I looked at, I came to realize things which for me now are so normal that I don't even have a notion that other people do not know them. And thanks to your invitation that I can talk about these, and that on the one hand, I can remember that, yes, I now understand that, but often I forgot that I really had to think in a very different way to be able to understand that. And that in understanding that, I'm able to look at things very differently. So I was trained as a medical doctor and told that I need to take over so that people can be healed. And now I realize, no, people are sick because in them, they started to believe something which their body cannot work with. So they need to rethink what they were thinking. And then the body will have the proper information to undo what happened. Same, I was told in engineering school that there's the material stuff and we can work with that and do things. And yeah, that's true, but in part. But when we do things, we change things. When we change things, that's consequences. And maybe we need to think about that before we do it and realize that we need to think through these consequences within us before we do it outside of us. And when we can share those ideas within us, maybe there's a lot that doesn't need to be done outside of us, because somehow things will change because people do things differently and everything changes already. So by what I did, the main discovery was that in the hologram, which is the foundation of everything, everything is connected, but people can connect to it when they shift their levels of consciousness. That's also where in what your stories will tell, what the stories of the others say, what the science of life is already doing. When we shift consciousness, we do not see different things, but we see things differently. We relate to them differently, as a result of which different relationships can come to be. And out of that, insularity and separation, say the particle perspective, is replaced by a synergistic, collaborative, interactive perspective. And then a lot changes, and it is a growing up in consciousness. So much of what I'm looking for now is to make that growing up in consciousness more tangible through experiences like the magic meetings and other things. More importantly, also by myself becoming a catalyzed consciousness, because if I do those changes with me, I don't have to think about it, because my body becomes the radio station for it. And when everybody else can do that too, it's like we shift from wavelength. Instead of being mesmerized or hypnotized by what the news tells people, everybody starts to laughing when people start to talk about television news. They say, well, we left kindergarten already. We think for ourselves. We know what's really going on because we can feel how it works, and that a growth in consciousness can take place. So what I'm looking for now is, on the other hand, shifting my activities towards planting paradise. The science of life is very much a connection to that. Then the change of consciousness in me with others is another fundamental pivot of that. And then the healing, which can take place, for what I see, is just simply consequential to that. So to formulate it in the most succinct kind of ways, I decided that I need to step into paradise. I need to realize that paradise is here, that I am an ambassador of paradise, like many others, and I need to focus on living paradise. And for that, I still need to do a couple of cleansing activities, because in a way, I still got entangled in the projected beliefs around me, because I try to help people to realize that those are projected beliefs, and that they can get rid of that if their immune system, which is their identity integrity system, realizes that they are unique. They can only be themselves because they are representatives of the universe already. And if they feel the universe within them, they also know what is nonsense and what is not. So that is basically the kind of transition which I'm now looking for and doing. Activating Planting Paradise with the computer technology which I do have now, seeing how others participate in that, because this is something which people can only do together. Make clear that the idiots don't participate, or participate in such a way that it doesn't much matter, that they can learn but cannot interfere with others, and that that quality of universal being is shareable with others in simply being.